that time of the year, we have the annualized noting of gender-based violence, 16 days of activism against no violence against women and children. It shouldn't be a 16-day campaign. It should be a 365-day campaign. But we pay note and we pay attention, particularly this time of the year. So we ask, what is actually being done? And where do we go to spread the message against gender-based violence? We take it to the place where the perpetrators of gender-based violence, you know, congregate. And that's bars. And that's shebeens. And that's taverns. I'm not saying anyone who frequents a bar, tavern, or shebeens is an abuser. But it's generally where patriarchy and men reside. And it's the conversations that happen there that often, you know, breeds this atmosphere of gender-based violence. So there's a group called Rise Up Against Gender-Based Violence. They're taking these messages to these clubs, to these bars, to these taverns, and to these shebeens. It's quite interesting to find out what actual messages, you know, are delivered there, and how are they received. Vanita Daniels is the director of Rise Up, joins me now. Vanita, you've had this project running, you know, from Johannesburg, Gauteng, northern provinces already. You're coming down to Cape Town and the Western Cape this week. I'm just fascinated to know, what is the actual message when you go to shebeens, bars, taverns, and who is the intended recipient of these messages?
Hi, Lester. Thanks for having me. The message, there's quite a few messages that we try to bring across. Let me just say that the Tavern Dialogue program that we are running, that we ran in Orange Farm and that we are running in the Western Cape, is being sponsored by Distel. They are also doing other Tavern Dialogues in other provinces. Rise Up was specifically responsible for Gauteng and for the Western Cape. Mm. And so the messaging ranges from perceived gender roles, patriarchal norms, also challenges that men face and how they deal with anger. We talk about things like consent. We talk about things like marital rape, spousing. We also do a little bit of sex education around condom use and proper condom usage. And then in general, we talk about the culture at taverns and what happens at taverns. And I must say that all of the taverns that we visited, it was 10 in Orange Farm and it will be 10 in the Western Cape. Mm-hmm. All the taverns that we visited, the participants were quite receptive. They were very, very glad that we came. Obviously, there was also a mixed bag in terms of responses, but very valid responses as well. We're quite excited to be coming to Cape Town for the next few days.
I don't think no man, including myself, has not engaged in locker room talk, in bar talk, in tavern talk, it is something to at least acknowledge that you are part of a system. You contribute and you add to a system which is not conducive to proper humanly conduct. It breeds the culture of patriarchy and in some way breeds the culture of gender-based violence. So how do you then even step into that atmosphere where the talk, before you even got there, is going to be barroom tavern talk? And when you leave, it's probably going to be that. So what is the reception like? And what's the type of message you try and put in when you know you're coming into this atmosphere? And this is how men talk when they are in groupings, when they are together.
Yeah, one of the things that quite surprised us, because our team is usually about 4 to 5 people, and we have one male facilitator, everybody else is women. And so we were quite surprised that men, the participants, were really, really very frank in terms of the comments that they made, quite shocking sometimes. And what was one of the surprising things for us was that the other men that were part of the dialogue, were at times equally or even more shocked than the women that were there at the responses that their fellow men were giving, because there were some men, they were like staring at each other and they were like, you are a rapist. What is wrong with you? And so, one of the things that we talk about is that men, when women talk about gender-based violence, when women talk about the fear that they live in, when women talk about how, perpetrators act towards them, a lot of times the responses are not all men. Those are monsters, because we have this idea that a rapist or a wife beater or, a murderer is this monster, when it is, it's our fathers, it's our grandfathers, it's our uncles, it's our boyfriends, it's our husbands. 60 to 70% of victims and survivors of gender-based violence, the perpetrators are people that they know. And so this idea that it's this monster and the stranger is something that we really, really need to tackle. So those are the things that we bring out in the dialogue. So what we do is we facilitate the discussion. So we let the participants lead the discussion. So we'll ask questions. There's no right or wrong in terms of our involvement. And then we get them to reach consensus. And it's really been enlightening to see how men will sort of kind of pull, other men towards the right path. And so it's important to have these conversations, because I honestly feel that, yes, there's locker room talk, but the locker room talk and the tavern talk is not structured around certain things. So, for instance, when we deal with stealthing, which is we agreed to have sex, we agreed to use condoms, and then somewhere during the process, you remove the condom without my consent. And so we have a conversation around that, around whether that is rape or not. And you'd be surprised at the number of men who don't think that that is rape. And so it requires the other men in the room to then have that conversation with their fellow men to say, no, but Chief, that's wrong. You can't do that. And this is why you can't do that. And it was really, really for us, even though it was really hard and it was very, very triggering, some of the conversations that we had, it was heartwarming to see the light go on in somebody's eyes. Because we had actually one of our taverns that we visited, one of the men stood up and he wasn't a participant. He actually came during the dialogue, because our model relies on the tavern being active and open. So people come in and go out, So he was one of the people that just came to come and buy a beer. And then he saw this group. And so he came and he stood there. And we just happened to be talking about stealthing. And after that discussion, he stood up and he was like, I did not know this. Wow. I am absolutely shocked. I did not know that this was rape, and I've been a rapist.
We're speaking to Vanita Daniels. She's the director of Rise Up Against Gender-Based Violence. She is currently embarking on a tour in the Western Cape, already conducted workshops in the Gauteng region. Taking the message of gender-based violence and workshops to the places where predominantly men congregate. That is taverns, it is bars, it's shebeens, and having these conversations there. It's quite interesting to note, Vanita, that the majority of taverns, shebeens, it's actually a woman-run industry.
Yeah, 60%, yes.
60% of shebeens and taverns in South Africa are owned and managed by women. But at the same time, it is seen as these heavily male and patriarchal spaces. That must be interesting. When approaching taverns, particularly if it's owned and run by a woman, are they more than likely to say, yes, please come have it here? Or do you have to do some more explaining if it is a man who owns a tavern, or are people generally quite welcoming for you to come conduct workshops there?
No, people are generally quite welcoming. They actually really want this. Also, they're really concerned about the image that taverns have, and so they're really willing to come to the party and be part of any process that kind of deals with dealing with that particular image. And of course, gender-based violence is a scourge. Right now, people are calling it the silent pandemic, the second pandemic. But we've been dealing with this, you know, for the last couple of decades, and it just keeps getting worse. And so we have to start doing something. And as our organization Rise Up, we really focus on trying to prevent gender-based violence. So we go to the places where, you know, we deal with perpetrators, or we can reach perpetrators or would-be perpetrators. And we also deal with some of the most vulnerable sectors in our community as well. But we've been quite surprised. In fact, one of the things that really surprised us a lot was around the tavern owners actually sitting in on the dialogues, even though they weren't required. And so we felt that that particularly helped, especially around keeping some of the participants in check. Because remember, people are drinking, and they do, you know, get a bit rowdy. We've also had a couple of incidences that were kind of harrowing. Mm. And then, of course, you get the usual, shellering happening, the flirting and the hello baby kind of talks. And so you need to deal with all of that. And so it really helps when the tavern owners are on board. Yeah. They're part of the process. And we have meetings with them before we actually start the dialogue, so we don't just rock up. We have conversations with them. We take them through what the dialogue looks like. We take them through, you know, some of our expectations. We also check with them what are the things that they would like for us to talk about, because some taverns have specific problems that they have to deal with. So, yeah, it's been very fruitful, especially in our dealership, in our dealings with the tavern owners.
I think it is a fascinating initiative. It is gender-based violence workshops that happen within taverns, within shebeens, within bars, places where men in particular congregate. Vanita Daniels, director of the Rise Up Against Gender-Based Violence organization, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck.